Thought this morning is Jesus Christ the same. I'd like to begin with a very familiar text of scripture that's found in the 13th chapter of Hebrews and the 8th verse. This is a verse that we have heard many times, maybe quoted many times. It's a short verse, but it's a powerful verse in terms of what it lets us know. In Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the 8th verse.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday.
And today.
And today.
And forever.
And forever. Seems pretty simple, doesn't it? It says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. When you think about that word, the same, it means being one without addition. Without change, so change being something that's different or something that's modified, it's saying the same is without discontinuance. So when we think about Jesus Christ being the same, he's the same. So it begins here, it talks about yesterday. So when we think about that means times that has already passed. So in past times, Jesus Christ, the same way he is now, that's what he was then. So we think maybe when we look back over the course of our lives, and maybe we look back and think that, did I miss out on anything? Did I miss out on things maybe that God, that Jesus Christ, when we talk about Jesus Christ, we're talking about God, we're talking about that there's three in one. We're talking about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. So it's all encompassing. So when we say Jesus Christ this morning, it's interchangeable with God or the Holy Ghost. It's all united together as one. So the point being that it's all the same. So we can look back maybe on our lives and say, did I miss out on some opportunities yesterday? In times that have passed, where God has everything that he has provided for his creation, he was the same then, and you know what? But you really can't do anything about that, can you? When you look back and if you recognize that maybe there are some things that God could have provided, Jesus Christ could have provided for me that I didn't take full advantage of. You know, when we think about that, those things, we can't blame him for that. We have to go look in the mirror and the image that we see back in the mirror. We have to recognize that if I look at yesterday and see some things, then that's on me. That's not on him, because he's been the same. He was there all along in yesterday. But you know what? We can know that he's still here today. Right? So the scripture says he's the same yesterday and today. So today encompasses what? Right now. It encompasses the here and now, to know that he's yet available right now. That there are current privileges and opportunities that I have to get to know him and to get to allow him to work in me and through me and in my life as he would desire. So I can take advantage of today. You know, and we talked about this a little bit this morning in Sunday school about us having a will. And you know what? God, Jesus Christ, he's offered what he has for his creation, for mankind. But you know what? It's up to each and every one of us individually whether we take full advantage of it. Right? That part is on us. So we have to take advantage of that. So we know that what he has provided for mankind all through the annals of time, that he's the same yesterday, that same God that he was to all those that have gone before us, he can be that same God to each and every one of us today. And we can be encouraged and uplifted by that, to know that everything that he has provided for those that have gone before, that's the same thing that he can provide for you and I today. You know, as we go through life, there's many things that Yeah, and we'll talk about a little bit all the things that change, but it's a wonderful fact of knowing that I can rely on Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob, and all he has been through with mankind all through the beginning, from the beginning of time up until now. Amen. So he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So not only do I have an assurance of the right now, of the here and now, I'm also have the assurance to know that if God extends life and breath to me tomorrow, which is the future, that he can still be that same God then. So, you know, as we go through different periods and times of our lives, we know that things around us may change, but we can be encouraged to know that Jesus Christ is the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I can be encouraged to know that that future, and also know that that forever brings about eternity. Right? So that means that it's eternal, that God is eternal. And you know, the blessing is for each and every one of us that I can get to know him now, and that relationship that I establish with him can last forever. Yes. And that's the benefit of him being the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because it's something that I can establish now, that I can take advantage of now, and then to be able to enjoy throughout eternity. So let's look at this a little bit. We talked about last week several scriptures as related to prophecy in terms of what was prophesied about Jesus' birth here on the earth. But I want us to take note of, and we won't necessarily turn to them. If you want to refer back to them, you can. But I want you to take note of some of the phrases and some of those verses as it relates to Jesus Christ being the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And this is something that was even established back before his birth on the earth. One of the verses we read talked about the increase of his government and peace, that there should be no end. So what that lets us know is that gives that adds the eternal element to it, because it was prophesied that his government and peace, that there's not going to be any. So it's something that's going to last forever. It's going to continue on. And then another one of the verses in Micah made reference to talk about his goings forth from of old, from everlasting. So that let us know that it's something that was established at the beginning. And it's something that was established at the beginning that's going to last throughout the annals of time. So it's something that always was, and it's something that always will be. So when we think about God, when we think about Jesus Christ, when we think about his spirit, it's something that was established, and we'll get to that at the beginning. And it's been with us all up until now, and it's going to be with us till the end. Another one of the verses made reference to this. This is one of the verses in Jeremiah. It talks about, it's talking about, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that will rise up unto David a righteous branch and a king, and he shall reign and prosper, and he shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. So when we think about how that scripture relates to Jesus Christ being the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that he's reigning and prospering even now, and that he's going to execute judgment and justice in the earth. So these are things that have taken place for some, but we know that they will. That it ultimately will is something that's going to take place for each and every one of us. So we can know that God has looked down on mankind from the beginning of time. And we'll talk about maybe some of those things that have transpired, where even throughout time that God has shown judgment upon his creation. So we talked about him being from the beginning throughout eternity. And that's established in the first chapter of John. So let's read John chapter 1 and read verse 1 and 2.
In the beginning was the Word.
It says, in the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
And the Word was God.
The same was in the beginning with God.
The same was in the beginning with God. So this establishes the foundational truth of the fact that Jesus Christ has been the same from the beginning. It said, in the beginning, before anything ever was, in the beginning, the Word was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same is in the beginning with God. And it says, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. So he's been there from the beginning, and he's going to be there through the end. So he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So now the writer says, now as what was before creation must be eternal, and as what gave being to all things could not have been borrowed or derived its being from anything, therefore Jesus, who was before all things and who made all things, must necessarily be the eternal God. So what that does is it connects that the fact that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was with God from the beginning. So we've established that foundation. So when we talk about Jesus Christ, we're talking about God, Jesus, all that combined in one. And it's proven here in Scripture. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. So we can be encouraged by the fact that since the beginning of time, He was. And He's been here all up until now. And He'll be there until the end. So when we think about something that is not the same, you know, really, if you really ponder it, everything in life is changing. Really. Really, everything in life, all aspects of life have to do with change. So in a world that we live in that is changing constantly around us, and in a world that we ourselves change constantly, isn't it wonderful to know that there's one thing that's going to remain the same? Yeah. There's one thing that's consistently going to be the same that we can rely on and trust in, and we can believe in and know that He will be with us throughout time, throughout our time. There's so many things. So the opposite of change is different. It's modified. It's transformed. We talked about that a little bit this morning as well, but it was in a different way. This morning we were talking about being renewed and being new creatures, but we recognize that even just aspects of life involve change. So change happens all around us all the time. Those of us that are parents now, before we were parents, well, I mean, we're still children, right? But before we had children of our own, our parents can think back when we were children, right? And think about how things have changed. Maybe even your own household in the last 5, 10, maybe even 15 years. Now, I used to say that I had a... When my first son was born, I used to fit him in the crook of my arm and rock him to sleep. I couldn't do that now. Things have changed. He's bigger than me now. I can't do that. Right? So, you know, children grow. And they grow not only just in size, but they grow in maturity. right? They grow in understanding. It's constant. It's a constant change that takes place in everything around us. You know, we all change individually, don't we? I'm not the same person that I was 5 years ago. I maybe don't even look the same, don't walk the same. You know, it's just a part of life, isn't it? It's just it happens to all of us. You know, some things that I used to do 10 years ago, I maybe could still do them now, but they don't feel the same. I have to recognize that, yeah, I'm not as young as I used to be. I'm right there with Brother Woody. We mentioned that this morning in Sunday school about where we're getting close to. But you know what? Isn't it wonderful to know? I don't know. You know, there's things maybe that I enjoy doing now that I might not be always be able to do. But there's one thing that I know that's going to be the same. Jesus Christ is going to be the same. He'll be right there. And whatever I have to go through when I deal with it in life, he'll be there with me. You know, you heard people use this expression maybe. When I was your age, I mean, that could mean so many things in terms of, or you know, when you get to the point where you can say 20 years ago, some things have changed, haven't they? Oh, but God he's remained the same. Throughout all those number of years, he's been the same. Let's look at another verse. It's in Malachi, the 3rd chapter and the 6th verse. It's just driving home the point. Talk about Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
For I am the Lord.
He said here, I am the Lord.
I change not.
Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. I am the Lord. I change not. So we made the connection in terms of being able to use those words, Jesus Christ, God, the Lord, interchangeably. But it's letting us know here that he does not change. And because of the fact that he does not change, we have to recognize that he extends mercy unto us. That's why it says, ye sons of Jacob, ye are not consumed. That extends to each and every one of us now. It's because he is the same that we are not consumed. So what does that mean? So it says, so although, you know, you think about it like this, and the writer wrote it this way, and though the sentence against evil works be not executed speedily, yet it will be executed. The Lord is as much an enemy to sin as ever. So just because God extends mercy, that doesn't mean he sanctions things, right? So it's just because of his love and his mercy that he doesn't just completely destroy mankind. Although we'll have some examples that we'll talk about here shortly and things that he has done. But we can know that because we have to do with a God that changes not. Therefore, it is that we are not consumed. Why? Because his compassions fail not. If God was a God that changed, maybe there would be a point in time where his compassion would come to an end. But it's because his love and his kindness for mankind that he extends mercy to us. Yes. And you know what I'm recognizing? And it's something that we don't have to, you know, we don't have to get old to recognize how close Jesus is to us, how close God is to us. And it seemed like the longer I live, the more I realize that he's right there. All the things that he has promised us in his word, that they're true. And it applies to every aspect of life. You know, sometimes we can go through different things in life, and maybe we come across things that we feel like, you know, you've heard this expressed. I got this one. I can handle this. And maybe something else comes along, a trial or a test that's a little bit bigger, where we find ourselves leaning, Lord, I need you for this one. But you know what? I'm recognizing it seemed like, it's becoming more clear to me in my mind, is that He's here right through all, from the littlest little thing to the biggest thing. Yes. And you know what? If I could impart that to you all this morning, you don't have to live as long as I have to get to know that. I want to give you a little nugget this morning that wherever you are, just know that God cares. That He is concerned about you, even the little smallest aspect of your life. That you can reach out to Him and call upon Him about the littlest thing. Just make it a habit. Just make it a habit in whatever you do to make sure that He's right there with you. Because that's what He wants to be. He wants to be right there for each and every one of us. You know, we talked about in that verse about He's a God that changes not. Therefore, the sons of Jacob are not consumed. You know that there have been times when we look back through the history of time where God has executed judgment upon His creation. When we think back of Noah and the flood, right? And when we read through that, it talks about how at that point in time where men's heart was on evil continually. That was mentioned this morning in Sunday school as well. And what did God do? God just, he reached a point where He said, you know what? I've had enough. Enough is enough. And we know what happened. He caused it to rain. And everybody in the world was destroyed except for those eight that was on the ark. We think back of other times where God and He's extended mercy and extended mercy, but then He's just said, that's it. Remember the story of Sodom and Gomorrah? How He said, I'm going to destroy this city. Everything that there's just so much evil here that I've just had enough of it. And I'm going to destroy this city. We know what happened to Lot's wife when she looked back. But you know what? The blessing of Jesus Christ being the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, what it gives each and every one of us is an opportunity to get to know Him. For each and every one of us to have a relationship with Him that we can just grow while we're now. You know, maybe again, you can look back and say, well, I wish I would have started this a long time ago. You know, you can't do anything about that, can you? But now, you know that even though there were some missed opportunities, but now, behold, now is the accepted time. So now I have an opportunity to make sure that my relationship with God is where I want it to be. And I can take that and I can let it grow now. And as I continue and progress in life, let it grow. And it's something that it can grow throughout eternity. Let's look at another verse in Romans, the 8th chapter, and the 34th verse. This, you talk about Jesus Christ being the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we talk about, you say I can involve Him in every aspect of my life. Why would I want to do that? This verse lets us know why you want to do that.
Who is he that condemneth?
Who is he that condemneth?
It is Christ that died.
It is Christ that died.
Yea, rather.
That is risen again.
Who is even
He is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. So he's on the right hand of God, making intercession on behalf of me and on behalf of you. So he's right there pleading and interceding to God the Father on our behalf. It's not he, you know, he say, and we're often reminded of that, the verse of a scripture that talks about he gave his only son. He didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So it was meant that what this verse is talking about is that by his death, he paid our debt. And then he rose again, and now he's such a friend to each and every one of us that he's sitting on the right hand of God interceding for us. He's there making intercession for us on our behalf. He's right there saying, "That's my child. Would you do something for my child?" So that's why we can recognize that we have the privilege to be able to lean on him for anything. Whatever we go through in life, whatever we have to deal, whatever the trials and tests of life, that we know that we have the Father, Jesus Christ, interceding on our behalf to God the Father. He's saying, you know, maybe there's some times where you can't even express in words what you feel. Maybe you can't even express in words what you're going through. Sometimes it's good to be able to talk to people, maybe when you're going through difficulty, when you're going through a trial or a test, when something in your life is just so troubling, it's nice to be able to sometimes to be able to talk to somebody. Somebody that has a listening ear, somebody that has a care and a concern for you. But you know, there may be times when whatever you're going through that you can't even express it in words. That the words, that there's words that you can't even formulate into sentences to be able to express what you're feeling. Do you know in those times that Jesus Christ the Son is on the right hand of God interceding for you and I? He's saying he is able to interpret whatever we may be feeling that we can't even express. He can interpret that to God the Father. And you know what? God can give us whatever we need in that situation. But you know what? We got to call on him. That's not something that we can just, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we have no kind of relationship whatsoever, and then we can call upon God and say, "Well, you said in your word that you're interceding in my behalf to God the Father." There's a relationship that has to be established, right, in order for us to be able to call upon that. So we have an assurance of knowing that God has manifested his love for us, and he's interceding on our behalf. So we can be encouraged to know that we can lean on him, that we can rely on him, that we can trust in him through all the changing circumstances of life, through all the situations that we may have to go through in life, that he says we can trust in all the promises that he has given us. Because why? Because he's the same. He's the same. It's there's a song that we sing from time to time. It's called "Tis So Sweet." And there's a phrase in that song about it being so sweet. And it says, "And his spirit for me intercedes." Tis so sweet just to know that my Father loves me so, that he will listen to my heart's faintest cry. Isn't that wonderful to know that he's right there? He's sitting there, and it's not going to change. He's not going to be, I'm on vacation. No. It's the weekend. No, he's right there interceding for us, for our behalf, all the time. Isn't that wonderful? That his spirit for me, whatever I might be going through, whatever I might be dealing with, that I can say, Lord, I need you. Maybe I can't come up again. I talk about with eloquent words, but we can just say, Lord, I need you. And just by saying that, he knows exactly what we need, and he can supply it for us. Let's go to another verse. You say, well, how long? Well, you say he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Well, how long will he be with us then? Is there a point in time where he's going to leave us? Well, there's so many assurances that we have in God's word. We can't begin to mention all of them, but let's talk about one of them in Matthew, the 28th chapter. And we'll read the 20th verse. This is at the time when Jesus was given instructions to his disciples. He was given the great commission to them. But as he was encouraging them to go out and be the vessels that he would have him to be, to go be fishers of men, he had some encouragement for them. And that encouragement that he had for them, it applies to us as well. So in Matthew 28 and 20. Teaching them to observe all things. And whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo.
I am with you always.
I am with you sometimes.
I am with you always.
Oh, I am with. I'm just making sure y'all paying attention now. I'm with you always. Yes.
Even until the end of the
world. I am with you always. Yeah. Always, even till the end of the world. Literally, the writer says, behold, I am with you every day. That's what that means. I'm with you every day. So as long as I maintain my relationship with God, wherever I go, he goes. It's not one of those things where I'll put him on the shelf for a couple hours. No, I carry him with me all the time. So wherever I go, he goes. So as he was, this encouragement that he was given to his disciples, as you go out and into the world, what are each and every one of us? We're disciples. We're disciples in the world today. So the encouragement that Jesus gives to us as you go out into the world, as you endeavor to live what I've given you in the Word of God, he says, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And in another place, he promised that he would never leave us, that he would never forsake us. He promised to be our helper. And what that lets us know is that he loves and cares and is concerned about each and every one of us more than we could ever realize. That song, there's the verse that talks about, he says, I'll be with you till the end of the, with you always, even till the end of the world. The song we sing sometimes in our blue book says, I'll be with you till the end. I'll be with you till the very end, says my Savior and my dearest friend. Yeah, all right, so in order for that to take place, what do I have to do? Trust my love. I have to trust the love that God expressed to me and has made known to me through his word. Trust my love and I will safely land you on heaven's golden strand. Says, I'll be with you to the end, he said, though all earthly friends have long since fled. You know, maybe you have friends that have been with you maybe for a while, But you know, sometimes friends leave. But you know what? God, he's a friend. The scripture says that's closer than any brother. He says, though all earthly friends have long since fled, he says, I'll bless and I'll comfort you till life's last breath, till you're weary, till your eyes are. So in other words, till your eyes are closed. So I'll be with you even now through the end of your life. But even when you think about that, that's just the beginning. Right? Because then we're talking about eternity and he'll be right with us again. Another verse says this. Is this going to happen? Come temptations. What is the point? Our temptations, they're going to try to make you fall, right? Come temptations for to make you fall. But he says, I'll be walking with you through it all. So another place it talks about that he will with the temptation make a way to escape. So as long as I'm relying on him all the time, when the temptations come, I'm already relying on him. So I know, Lord, you're walking here with me through it all. If I keep ever on the winning side, I just got to keep on the winning side. And then I'll in heaven, I'll abide. Another verse says, I'll be with you, Jesus says in love, leading you to heavenly joys above in each tribulation. I'll be there and your burden will I bear. So in other words, he's the same. He's right. Doesn't matter. Well, I gave you the last burden. Has he ever said, no, it's too many burdens? He doesn't say that to us, does he? You know, maybe sometimes as human beings, maybe we have in situations maybe where somebody's laying stuff on us, we can say, okay, that's enough. Okay, pause here. That's enough for now. But God doesn't do that. We have the privilege and the opportunity to everything that we face that we can lay it at his feet. We can say, Lord, I need your help. Would you carry this one? Because I can't do it. And he's right there with us. I'll be with you. All your burdens will I bear. Ever onward does he lead each day. With him near me. So as long as I keep him near me, then I'll never stray. I'll never stray. Says, I'll keep him near, I'll never stray. I shall ever on my Lord depend. He'll be with me to the end. So I can just depend on him and know that he'll be with me till the end. So that's one thing. There's one thing that we can count on in our life that will not change throughout the course of our life. You know, that one thing is that we can count on him. That we can know that he will remain the same, not only throughout our life, but through eternity. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And you know what? This is what we decide. We have to decide whether our relationship, our standing, our condition with him, whether it's going to remain or it's going to change. Is it going to, in other words, so if I haven't made the choice to embrace a relationship with him, then I can decide, am I going to keep it that way or am I going to change that? Or if I've made a choice and I have the relationship that I desire to have and I'm cultivating that on a daily basis, that's something that I can maintain day by day. Because you know what? There's going to come a point in time where that opportunity and that privilege may not be made available to me. all that love and mercy and compassion that he's extended, then he'll become a God of judgment.
Yes.
And you know, all we have is we have opportunity to let him, he's the same. But you know what? Comes a point in time where that relationship with him changes. Where now he's not a God of love, but then he becomes a God of judgment. Because it says in Genesis, the 6th chapter and the 3rd verse, he says, "And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120. That was back in the beginning. We know it talks about later on about being 70 and by reason of strength 80. But the point of it is, his spirit shall not always strive with man. So him being the same yesterday, Trevor, as yesterday being the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, that I can, if I establish a relationship with him that he desires, that's something that can grow and prosper and go through eternity. And that it can be, and being able to spend eternity with him, in right standing with him, that's going to be, we talk about heaven, right? That's the blessing and the beauty of heaven, is a relationship that we've established while we're here on earth. It can just be beyond this world in eternity. But you know what? We have a choice. We have a choice whether we are going to trust and believe in him now. Because, you know, we can do that. But, you know, also what we can do now is we can... I know you the same. And I know everything that you promised to me in your word. And you said you'd be with me to the end, but I'm fine right now. I don't need it, so I can do this. But you know what? The sad thing is, there may be a point in time where God's mercy runs out. Well, then he's not the same then. He's still the same to those that have embraced him in the way that he desires, but those that haven't, he'll reciprocate to them what some have done to him. And then it won't. So now then you'll be on the wrong side of his mercy then, instead of being on the right side. So you know what the encouragement this morning is? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So the encouragement is, get to know him. And if you already know him, keep him close. Keep him near to you. And just take advantage of the fact that everything that he has done for mankind throughout, since the beginning of time, that he's still that God today. And that he is a no respecter of persons. When I look back and I read stories in the Bible, and when I look back over the lives maybe of some that have gone before me and see what God has done for them, that I can know he's the same. And if he's done that for them, he can do that for me too. And that's what I mainly want to encourage us in, to know that he's the same. And he's not affected by everything that's going on around us. His power is not affected. It's not diminished at all. Well, maybe the mountains get taller, but God's power is still the same,
yeah.
Right? He's the same yesterday, today. So, Joe, my encouragement is, if you know him, keep knowing him and just rely on him more and more on a daily basis. But if you don't know him, my encouragement this morning is, get to know him, because you don't want to get to that place. If you've turned your back on him, there'll be a day coming where he could turn his back on you. And that will be a sad place to be in. So be encouraged this morning. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning.